morning show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Office. I am Tony.
That baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wire.
Hiya.
How you doing?
Fuck. Good start today on the diamond, my friend. Come on.
Thank you, Guardians for a late rally.
D-backs without Mad Bum.
Thank you,
rally.
D-backs without Mad Bum.
Come on.
That was horse shit.
I mean, can we get some fucking runs for Flexen? Jesus. Guy can't catch a break.
Biggie Skates, how do you feel about Flexen?
I think I mentioned you guys late last night.
I believe you did, that's why.
Into the overtime woes there. I'm sick and fucking tired of betting on this guy. Not because of him. I love the guy. I love Flexen. I love that you guys have Flexen Day. It's a big deal. We all love it. Well, he can't get any fucking run support.
It's tough.
It might be canceled.
Nah, I got it. I'll keep going. I'll ride it out.
Well, I know you will. Huge overtime victory for the Pens last night.
Massive. And, you know, I had my doubts, but I will say our man Bubba Gumpino, he kind of coaxed us into that one. And he made us believe.
Big Dick Domingue, dude.
I fucking hate the lighting in that fucking arena.
MSG, for whatever reason, always has terrible ice, and stinks. They have horrible lighting. It makes it look very bad on TV.
Makes very, very bad. You know, I've said this on Twitter many, many times. I don't like stadiums that have bad lighting. It drives me fucking insane.
It's amazing for how it is considered still like the GOAT basketball arena, right?
Yeah,
like
it is.
People love playing in MSG, but watching it on TV, it does not look good.
Thank Absolute God the nightmare start for the Panthers.
Jesus, yeah.
That was the biggest worry. They'll start squeezing those sticks tight.
Caps looked good.
Yeah,
Caps look good.
Surprisingly, because they did not.
Avs are the Avs.
Oh, Jesus. Good night, smash.
And
Bill.
Then can't score a goal, fucking
I'm
Texas.
We did not play great. The third period we finally started playing.
Should have middled it.
Yeah, you should have. I don't hate the, like, obviously you want to win, but losing 1-0 in Calgary, first game.
Could have been worse.
I'm optimistic going forward.
Could have been worse. We will take a look at the series pricing and the NHL games for tonight. Last night in the NBA did not go the same way as it went game one in the series. Celtics blew out the Bucks without Marcus Smart.
You know what we should have thought about?
That's
the book always wins.
No. Yes, that too. But like there was people saying if the Celtics lost that game, they were going to get swept.
Yeah.
That was the first game the Celtics had lost in the playoffs. Like,
true. Yeah. Very, very
like,
much
you
so.
Know, like sometimes let's just relax and not. The Celtics played terrible in game one. Now they're back. I'm interested to see where it goes.
We knew the line made no sense.
Yeah, should have taken it.
But then as soon as Mark Smart was out, I mean, Jesus.
Yeah,
Jaylen Brown.
I doubled down after that.
Jaylen Brown played like shit. And then you look at the Warriors, like the Warriors shooting was terrible.
They have not shot well in Memphis, and they came away with a game. I think the Warriors are very happy with what happened in Memphis the first two games.
I think that will go wire to wire every single
game. So now what do we get? So now you're going to get Golden State -4 at home, -5.
And I think I'll take it.
And you're going to get what? They'll probably be Bucks -2.5?
I think Bucks will be – I was going to think plus, like, 2. Oh, we're plus all over the place.
+2 at home?
Yeah, I would say the Bucks +2.
No.
We are all over the place. Oh, wait, if I could shoehorn in a bet here really quick. No runs in the first inning. Rays at Oakland. This is the first bet that I have actually done baseball research on.
Is that because this game's starting?
Yeah, that game is starting like right now, actually. Okay. Sorry.
That'd be a myth. Okay, so I was completely wrong. Here we go right now.
Completely wrong.
Bucks are -3.
Yep.
And Golden State -6.5.
Uh-huh.
Bucks -3. Fuck. So give me the Celtics now.
Exactly.
Fucking 8-point swing for home court.
I'm not touching that Warriors line. That line stinks. Ooh, I know.
Chris.
Tease me, baby.
Which way?
Warriors down, Celtics up. Don't cross zero. Do not pass go. Collect $200.
I do not hate it because I worry if Ja doesn't score 40. The Memphis supporting cast has not been really.
I hate 6.5. I hate that. It's a tease. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a tease.
We'll talk about that on Picks Friday because those games aren't till Saturday.
Pardon?
Those games aren't till Saturday. We'll just jump into it right now. We got two games tonight.
I got I tweeted it this earlier, but I got A's plus half first five start right now.
Oh wait, Mitt, I almost just glossed over what you just said. Did you just, you put up a no run first inning in A's in Tampa?
Yeah.
How come? Just cause?
I really liked the pitchers, and I thought that the batting was pretty bad.
Okay. The A's batting has been pretty bad.
Yeah, Kluber and Montas. I like that.
Are they bad? Did I do something wrong?
No,
you're right.
No,
it's good job.
No, it's just.
Let's go.
I don't hate
it. It's not like you to just fucking throw a baseball bat out there.
What about Big Dick DeMing and fucking Coover's gear? What an absolute legend.
He's.
What are you talking about?
The guy's an absolute legend.
Your computer screen that we can't see?
You can see it.
Coover's legend.
Just know at all time, if I'm looking at my computer, I'm scrolling pictures of Louis DeMing. Just know. If I'm on my computer, I'm looking at pictures of Louis L. DeMing now.
It's amazing.
Love you, Louis.
Sixers at Heat. The line is 8.
You know what I'm doing again. Run it back. Run it back.
Yeah, I don't care. Give me the 8. Let's go, Heat.
Well, you're laying the Heat. You're not taking the 8.
I'm laying minus 8, yeah.
There you go. What
do you mean?
No, when you say give me the 8, that means like give me the 8 points.
I see what you're saying now. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm laying the 8. Let's go, Heat. We're running it up. Jimmy buckets.
Run it up, dude.
I feel like I did this last time with this at a similar number.
You taking the Sixers?
No.
You teasing?
No.
You dancing?
I feel like I'm going to take the under 207 and a half.
Did it hit last game?
Yeah. It went under.
I mean, I'm worked last time. Give it to me again.
The score last game, I will pull it up right now, was 106-92, which is a total of 198. I will take that again.
8?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I will go under the 207.5 in this series again. What'd you say?
Sheesh.
Yeah, it's a low total. And then I'm going to die on the sword with the Mavs again, I think.
Are you?
Yeah, I think. Now, is Luka going to play as good as he did in game one? Maybe. He might, actually.
Probably.
Is the supporting cast going to play as bad? Hopefully not. Even though Kleber was 5 of 8 from 3, but Jalen Brunson didn't play great. I will. The Suns pretty much got whatever they wanted on offense, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll take the 6.5. Give me the 6.5.
Moneyline parlay.
Okay.
Suns and Heat again.
I am
216 feels light.
I don't see any reason to do anything else here.
Yeah,
I don't love
Tony,
the spreads.
I am thinking 216 seems super light here. I do not want to bet against the Mavs or the Suns, to be honest. So okay. We're betting on both teams. We're going over, so let's get a bunch of points.
Good over trends for Phoenix. 5-1 in their last 6 overall to the over. 5-1 in their last 6 as a favorite to the over. 10-2 in their last 12 playoff games as a favorite to the over.
Hell yeah.
But I'll take the Mavs plus 6.5.
Huh?
I don't know why. It's just one of those things where that I got a soft spot for that team.
Nothing wrong with that.
I do too, Tony.
Nothing wrong with taking points.
I like how they play basketball.
I love Max Kleber.
Love Maxi Kleber.
Who is the other guy?
Jalen Brunson?
No, I think Maxi Kleber was my guy.
You mean the tall white guy who can shoot? Maxi Kleber.
Yeah, Maxi Kleber, yeah. Love Maxi Kleber.
Definitely not Jalen Brunson.
No, Jim Brunson fucking... Is that the bowler from Kingpin?
That's Don Brunson?
Oh, Munson. Munson.
Doyle Brunson?
Yes.
Don Munson?
Doyle Brunson was the poker player. Fucking... guy can play a hand to Texas Hold'em. Let me tell you. All right, NHL.
Hell yeah.
Tonight, let's go off of last night. Rawlsy Pens are up 1-0. Now they are minus 162 to win the series. Caps are up 1-0, and they are still dogs. Panthers are minus 184 to win that series. Jeez. Anyone want to jump on the Caps as dogs there? Or?
Nah, I'm not ready yet.
Okay. Got to see it one more time.
The Avs are up 1-0. They are minus 3,500 to win the series.
That was a good game last night. Game. Fucking thanks for showing up.
Brett. That game was over before the Pens.
Jesus Christ. Avalanche could have played without a goalie and not let in the goal.
And the Flames now up 1-0, and they're minus 580 to win the series.
Oh.
What?
Swayman's in?
No, the Flames are now minus 720.
Jeesh.
To win the series.
It's minus 580 this morning. What? Sheesh.
What are the Stars?
Plus 500.
All right. Lock it in. hit me again.
Tonight, let's start it off with fucking 20,000 screaming Caniacs. Canes are minus 194 to win the series and minus 120 tonight versus the Boston Bruins.
They are. The Bruins are sticking with Linus Ullmark. I believe they're switching their D pairs around a little bit.
Okay.
But, mostly the same lineup.
Sweeney playing?
Missing Chara?
Chara, yeah, probably. The Don Hurricanes.
Sweeney? Don Sweeney.
Yeah, he's a GM.
He's not playing?
No, I don't think he's lacing them up. His skates are a little... skates are glued to the floor. A little too much cement in those skates. Carolina, absolutely dominated last game. But Boston kept it close until pretty late in the game.
Sure.
2-1 at one point, and then Carolina kind of piled on.
Yeah.
Having said that, after not making the goalie switch, I'm kind of intrigued. I'm going to go with Carolina at home.
It's a short favor. I mean,
minus
120. They've had B's number all season.
I was thinking all day I was going to go into this.
Not fucking Swayman.
I was thinking all day I was going to go take the B's again, but I don't know. I don't know.
Definition of insanity.
Yeah, exactly. Too many times we've seen, what is that, four games now they've played, and the Bruins have scored two goals against this team?
Yeah.
I'll bite the bullet. Give me the B's money line. Fuck it. Plus 100 seems a little light, though.
It's right, it's a short. They are Canes for all the success they've had in the last game, minus 120.
They're just stinky. Deeper.
A little stinky. They're
go ahead.
Deep. Boston has the Look higher around. End talent.
Is fucking Jordo Staal still running the third line?
Yeah,
the guy's found himself a niche early in his career.
Absolutely ageless.
Leafs up 1-0 in the series. They're minus 205 to win the series and minus 137 tonight. Jesus.
This is we either saw the start of something special in Game 1 with Toronto, or we saw a complete fluke. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think, leaning towards it was a complete fluke.
Okay.
Tampa Bay and specifically Andre Vasilevsky. Where 12. Is it? I lost
12.
It.
12. I think it's 12 or 14.
14.
14.
In games bouncing back off of a playoff loss, Andre Vasilevsky is 14-0 with a save percentage of .966 and 5 shutouts. Can't bet against that. Can't do it.
I'll die on the Lightning again.
Yeah, gotta go Lightning money line.
Yeah, give it to me again. Fill it up again.
Now, we could be wrong, but I'd like to be on this side if we are wrong.
Yeah, I'm not ready to.
Exactly.
14 not, straight bounce back.
I'm not ready to bet the Leafs just yet.
Normally, when you win the Cup two times in a row, you do have probably a good bounce back record.
Yeah, that was just over the last two seasons. That
correct.
14-0.
Feel like the Lightning and Bees got to score first.
Bees definitely.
The Bees definitely. I feel like the Lightning.
The Bees just got to score more than one fucking goal, you know?
Blues are up 1-0 in the Wild. They're minus 196 on the series and plus 112 tonight. They are puppies against a team that they are now 4-0 against this year.
This is another situation where I was fully committed to going back to the well with Minnesota at home, but then I read something that was quite alarming. Okay. Marc-Andre Fleury will get the start in game two as well. No goalie change there for Minnesota. He's now lost his four straight playoff starts dating back to last season, and in those games, he has an .877 save percentage. So Fleury, although maybe not all his fault, has not played particularly great and has been victimized a little bit. So I'm going to go with the Blues again.
If you remember the last playoffs before that, you know, Matt Murray took his job.
Yeah. But he played in Vegas.
Too. Yeah, I know.
Quite a while. For quite a while. A few years.
Well, I know.
Did pretty well there, too.
I got no problem passing on this game.
Don't hate that either.
I don't have.
Because Minnesota's a good team.
I know, but I just don't have. Game. After watching, like, 3-0 was a generous.
Fucking good ball club.
3-0 was a generous score for that game. The Blues ran fucking wild. I'm gonna sit it out.
Okay. Last game of the night again. Kings are up 1-0 on the Oilers. Orioles minus 108 on the series. I think the Kings are minus 112 on the series. And minus 210 tonight for the Oilers.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. I'm going to go Kings plus 1.5 at minus 150. I think they can keep it close. Maybe eke out a win again at the end. But
yeah, I'll join you.
I ain't laying 210. I'll
tell you that. No, and there's no reason to take the Oilers in 60 minutes. They might start squeezing those sticks.
It is minus 130. Tight. That was the other thought. But I think the Kings can play with them.
I'll take one plus 1.5 with the Kings as well.
Yeah. Good matchups with Kopitar and Deneau.
Jonathan Quick in the playoffs, man. It's like fucking Carey Price. Like those Kopitar's guys just show up.
Kopitar still wearing a smoke visor?
I think so. I think it's a little smoky.
He's tough to beat with it on. That 1-1's fucking patrolling middle center of the ice. You know? You all right there?
Thought I heard something.
I do. I think I hear something in my right ear.
Right.
I think it was Bruce.
Could be an alien. No, there's definitely something in my right ear.
There is 100% something. It's very faint. Somebody talking.
It's very faint. That? Who knows? Could be fucking... Is it Sirius XM?
I think it is. Yeah, it is. That 100% is.
Jeez.
Okay, that's what we got to go through. Regroup. What are your picks on the pucks tonight?
Carolina, money line. Tampa Bay Lightning, yep. Money line. St. Louis Blues, money line. And LA Kings, plus 1.5 puck line.
Bees, money line. Lightning, money line. Kings, plus 1.5.
I'll just go with the Lightning.
All right.
Did the NBA. What's the
Before you guys get to baseball, why do you guys hate the Leafs so much?
Nobody hates the Leafs.
I do.
Gumpy actually hates them. They're just notorious playoff choke artists. They haven't won a series since 2004, and even before that, they've had a reputation.
Gumpy does not.
You know how
like
Foxy talks series. About like the Red Wings, how they used to be good at hockey.
Yeah.
Picture that with like the Leafs, but they were like good, like way way back,
50 years ago,
and like. Everyone says they're supposed to be so great, but they never
win. They are the Dallas Cowboys of the NHL.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, they have Justin Bieber tarps. I mean, it's pretty fucking cool. I think it's a good team.
Fucking hype.
They're a good team.
I mean, there's no debating they're a good team. They're just choke artists.
Hype team.
Jeez. All right. I rest my case.
No.
If you grew up on the West Coast of Canada and all the sports channels are from Toronto.
They get the most media coverage.
Yeah, like
they're the biggest market.
I hate
the golden boy.
I hate the Blue Jays so much because this is the only Canadian baseball team, and you just get it thrown in your face every day. Like there's no, everything's out of Toronto. TSN's out of Toronto. Sportsnet's out of Toronto. So with the Leafs, it's like
you guys need some more media companies.
Good luck.
What's going on with Man City and Real?
Benzema just got fucking stonewalled 0-0.
From the spot he got stonewalled?
No, just a chance.
I was going to say.
It looks like it's been an absolute battle from what I've seen.
That one's going to come down to the wire. Congrats on your lads moving on yesterday.
Hell yeah.
What is tomorrow? Thursday? Any fucking
Europa
cups
League?
Any Europa?
Yeah, I'm going to take RB Leipzig money line at Rangers tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm going down with West Ham. They're down to Frankfurt. They lost at home first leg, but I'll take West Ham double chance at Frankfurt tomorrow.
Fucking West Ham till I die.
Hell yeah. Come on, lads.
West Ham till I die.
Come on, lads.
How's the slate looking this weekend?
We're
solid.
How
many weeks do we have left? Can't be many, 2-3.
No, it's concerning.
Right? Well, am I wrong?
And should be.
Because the Champions League final is always Labor Day.
See, this is the thing that sucks. Sorry, Memorial Day. Right? We should be rolling into World Cup.
Yeah, right? I know. Trust me, I know.
Like we had the NFL offseason. We also had Euros last year for a good month.
I know.
So we are.
They kind of really fucked us.
Yeah, we are missing out here.
Yeah.
We really are.
Baseball, baby.
Yeah.
We would have been doing fucking hammer down fucking 2:30 p.m. starts watch alongs again.
There you go.
But we don't. We'll have those in November. It's a goddamn shame. All right. MLB.
Oh, let's fucking go. Right as you said that, Tony. My bet cash.
That baby. No run. First inning.
No run.
That baby Mitt.
Fucking hell of a bet.
Seeing the board.
Fucking hell of a bet there, kid. Seeing the board. Let's roll through. Let me see what the scores are first. Let's get some fucking score updates for the lads.
Ooh, Mavs are down 5.
Ooh, Tigers came back on the Pirates. They're up 3-2, bottom 9. So that just happened. That's tough. Marlins are up 7-6, top 9 on the D-backs. Braves got 7 in the 6, right? To go up 7-1 on the Mets.
Yep.
Padres are up 5-3 on the Guardians. Cards are up 8-0 on the Royals. Stros are up 5-0 on the Mariners. And 0-0 after 1 for Rays and A's. Congrats.
Hey, baby, Mitt.
Congrats, Mitt.
That's a winner. Yeah. That's a winner.
You taking anything game 2 of Buccos and Tigers?
Buccos and Tigers?
Quintana and Fado?
The A's?
They played today already?
Yeah, well, it's 3-2 in the ninth.
Jeez.
Let's play two. It's a great day to play two.
It is a great day to play two. No, I will sit out the Buccos and the Tigers.
What about,
as much as I'd love to bet that game.
What about game 2 of Padres in Cleveland? We were both on the Guardians in game 1. I will go opposite in game 2.
Oh.
Yep. Are you on the Guardians again?
You're going with Al Gore.
Mackenzie Gore.
Al Gore. Give me the Guardians again, plus a half at home.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I will at least explain myself why I'm going against the Guardians, who we are traditionally on. Mackenzie Gore's gone 15 innings. He's given up 3 earned runs. Pretty good. Cal Quantrill did have a good last start.
Yep.
2-2-3-1 he's given up. That's not bad. The reason why I'm going with Padres is because the Guardians are 32nd versus left-handed pitching. Mackenzie Gore is a left-handed pitcher. I will take the Padres first 5.
There you go.
Taking Marty Perez and Zach Wheeler? Or?
No, I'm not laying minus a half with that fucking Phillies team, and I'm not betting on Martin Perez either.
Me either. Twins at Baltimore. Dylan Bundy versus Kyle Bradish.
It's Dylan Bundy revenge game.
I know it is. And he started off the year good. I believe he gave up 6 in his last start. Is he going to bounce back? I don't know. I don't care. I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good. I bet on the Twins last night and got screwed in the 5th. There's no reason to be Twins Orioles. Come on.
No. Jeez. Here's one. Nestor Cortez versus Kikuchi. I will lay the juice. I will take first 5 money line with the Yankees
here. Yeah, I'm with you. Cortez has been an absolute stalwart.
Yeah. Thought about taking your boys here, but I didn't want to lay that much. Reed Detmers versus Whitlock. Angels, Boston.
Yeah, give me the Sox again. Whitlock's a fucking stud.
Were you rejuvenated yesterday?
Michael Wacha is the best pitcher we have. He's unbelievable.
Well, yeah, he's definitely the best pitcher you have.
Yeah. It's the offense. The offense hasn't been good enough until that happens. The pitching's been good enough.
The Battle of Chicago.
Yep.
Are you on the White Sox?
Yeah. Give me Giolito. I don't love going against Hendricks at home, but White Sox just better team.
Hey? I stayed away for one simple reason. Hendricks has 2 starts on the road. He has given up 6 earned runs in both starts on the road.
Yep.
At home, he has gone 11-16 and given up 3.
Yep.
So, for that reason, I don't want to go against Hendricks in that situation.
There you go.
The White Sox would have been the side,
though. Yeah, Southside.
Southside. Southside. Southside. You still a Southside fan, Mitt? Or?
Oh, I'm like the biggest, dude.
Just waiting for Lance Lynn to
come
back.
I really am just kind of waiting for Lance Lynn to come back. He was the one that I liked betting on last year. I liked betting on Keuchel. I bet on him last night.
Kopech.
That's what I meant.
Nobody likes betting on Keuchel.
That's who I hate.
Yeah.
Kopech is a...
You talked me into fucking Keuchel last week.
White Sox against the lefty last night with Kopech. We were on the right side there.
Kopech is a stud.
This Sox. Game, we got... true. Nats versus Rockies. Corbin versus Austin fucking...
Hell yeah.
Gomer.
Give me Gomer Pyle, dude.
Guess who the number one team versus left-handed pitching to start the year is?
The Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies.
Gomer.
Corbin, it's got a...
What happened to Corbin? It's got an
8-6-9 to start the year.
He was so good on that World Series run.
Gomer's got a 3-8-6. Much better. Well, he's got one home start, and it wasn't great. But the Rockies were good last year at home.
There you go.
We'll lay it with the Rockies.
Absolutely.
Here. This is a against Corbin and Rockies are good against lefties fucking play for me. Ooh, I didn't see this earlier because the starter was up on mine. We will do this live.
What's the line? I'll go down with the ship again.
Oh, last night was we got. I said to Consig, my one worry is that the Giants will not score against a lefty.
Yep.
They did not score against a lefty. Tonight, Alex Wood, Gonsolin, let's go through it. What's the line?
Yeah, I got Giants plus a half, minus 124.
Okay. Alex Wood is going.
He kind of gets lit up against the Dodgers, his old squad. But I'm gonna take him against fucking Gonsolin, dude. Come on.
He got lit up last game.
It's fucking Gonsolin.
2021, Alex Wood against the Dodgers had a 4.76.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
I'll take it. I'm not a Tony Gonsolin guy.
Versus lefties, the Los Angeles Dodgers are 18th. Versus righties, the San Francisco Giants are 12th. So we'll say slight advantage there. I think I'm just going to stay away.
All right.
I think I'm just going to start away.
Fair play. Fair play.
What's Alex Wood done lately? I gave up 5.
He'll bounce back.
I do like betting guys off of bad starts. Yeah. Not too many bad starts in a row. Man, don't love one bad start in a row.
Dodgers, but sometimes.
No, I'll stay away. I will stay away. 3 games left for me on the day. Padres first 5 money line. Yankees first 5 money line. Colorado first 5 money line.
Guardians first 5 plus a half. Yankees first 5 money line. Red Sox first 5 money line. White Sox first 5 money line. Rockies first 5 money line. Giants first 5 plus a half.
See if there's any beautiful boost tonight. Jimmy Butler, James Harden, and Tyrese Maxey to each score 20+. I think I'm okay on that one.
Yeah,
Mid, how you feel about that one? Okay on that one? It's not very hype, boy.
Yeah, and I don't like when they throw in like more than three players.
I don't mind
the Luka one.
Yeah,
Luka to score 25 points, Chris Paul to record 8+ assists, and Devin Booker to score 20. I do kind of like that one.
Feel like it should be a little juicier.
You think so?
So the plus 230, like plus 300.
I don't hate it.
Let's do a fucking first basket for old times. Ooh,
and then the MLB, Phillies, Yankees, and Brewers all to win.
Nah, I ain't betting.
We're on the Yankees.
Oh shit, Tony, I have not been pushing this enough. There are free, or not free.
Money back.
Money back, yep, that's right. Money back if you opt in same game parlays every day, once a day for NBA.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Are we doing first basket?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see who I like here. First basket.
It was Gabe Vincent last game.
Fucking Gabe Vincent. He's plus 1,200 right now.
DeAndre Jordan.
What's Tobias Harris been up to?
Give me DeAndre Jordan. No. What is he?
Plus 900.
Yeah. I want that one.
Let me see.
I kind of want to take Jimmy.
Let me see something here. You taking Jimmy?
I'm not sure which Jimmy, though.
Jimmy Harden or Jimmy Butler?
Yeah. Fuck it.
I'll take Tobias.
Tobias Harris?
Yep.
PJ Tucker plus 1,300.
Okay. Ooh, go PJ Tucker, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe a corner three?
Yeah. Sure, why not?
And then you want to do one in the other game? Give me, been talking about it. Give me Jalen Brunson.
Big Brunson. Give me, Chris Paul, plus 1,200.
Ooh. Yeah. It's good odds.
Yeah, both of those are heavy on the juice.
Yeah, heavy. I mean, that's what we're doing first bat. This is pizza money.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, we're not fucking, this is not a full yun. It's not even a half yun. It's
quarter yun.
Fucking quarter yun, probably. Yeah. Tomorrow we got it's a get out day, isn't it?
Yep. There's no basketball tomorrow.
No basketball.
What are we doing?
So no, it's not too bad of a baseball slate. We got a decent amount of games that we could talk about for that, and we got a full hockey slate. No,
why
NBA,
could the
though?
NBA not just schedule one game like a night? That makes no sense to me.
We can't do one game night because then the playoffs would never get finished. But
yeah, but if you at least have
I don't know why they're skipping Thursday. I guess it's travel. You do too. You do too, and then you travel.
Wild move.
Well, the boys. I mean, long season. You know how it goes, dude. But we'll be back tomorrow with all of this beautiful information that we try to give to you. Hopefully that turns into winning bets.
Hell yeah.
We just want everybody to win.
Hell yeah.
That's all we want.
Hell yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.